This is a global original podcast from Classic FM.
A long time ago, in a city far, far away. John Williams was born in New York. Williams is the composer behind the music for famous films like Harry Potter, Indiana Jones, Jaws, E.T., Jurassic Park, and Star Wars. Not that I've ever watched any of those movies. Bit scary for me. He's created some of the most iconic themes in music history. But how does one man create so much magic? To find out more, we're going to have to travel back in time to 2001. Bethany, I said 2001, not 1921.
Sorry, promise that's the last mistake.
Never mind, just leave it playing. It was a different time. Fidget spinners were yet to be invented. Justin Bieber was still in nappies, despite being 7 years old. And Netflix only had one VHS tape. Ask your nan. Meanwhile, John Williams is in his office, trying to write the music for a new film called Harry Potter. It's going to be one of the most beloved movies in history, so the music needs to be really, really not rubbish. That's an exact quote from J.K. Rowling. And if you don't know who J.K. Rowling is, she's one of the UK's best children's authors. So anyway, John Williams was trying to write the musical score for Harry Potter.
Bums, I can't think of what to write for this wizard movie.
John just couldn't think of any music. He was struck with writer's block. That's where a writer can't think of anything to write. Sometimes a writer is so frustrated, they can't even think of how to finish a sentence. Anyway, frustrated, John Williams drifted off to sleep, but was suddenly awoken and discovered a shadowy figure standing before him.
Who are you?
I am the ghost of movies past. I am here to help you write your film score.
Now, we should point out that this didn't really happen. We're just using ghosts to tell this story because it's fun. It turns out that John Williams is such a super nice guy that his actual life story isn't very wacky. So, we've spiced it up with some ghosts. Kids, don't be scared. Ghosts don't really exist. Back to the story.
Spirit, what do you want from me?
Calm down, mate. No need to shout. I'm going to help you write your movie score by reminding you of previous film music you've written.
Well, the film's called Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
So what's this Harry Potter about?
It's this boy who finds out he's a wizard, then he goes to wizard school.
Sounds rubbish.
No, it's not. It's really good. I just can't think of any music for it. And if I don't deliver something incredible, J.K. Rowling's gonna do a spell on me. She has incredible magical powers, you know. Not a lot of people know that. I once saw her levitate a confused badger.
Sir John Williams, what elements does a good musical score need?
Music?
Obviously. And?
Well, it needs to take you on an adventure.
Excellent. And you know all about adventure, because you wrote the theme to Indiana Jones.
Oh yeah, I did write that. Steven Spielberg came to me in 1981 and said, I want a really epic theme for my movie. And I wrote that.
So just send J.K. Rowling the Indiana Jones score.
I think she wants different music.
Wow, She's picky.
Yeah. This is just giving me an idea. Let me write some music down.
Okay, very good. I know what else your score needs.
Really? What's that?
Boo!
Ah!
Sorry. But I was just going to say that a good movie score needs to be a little bit scary.
That was too scary. Never do that again. I think I need a change of pants.
In 1975, you wrote some very scary music when you wrote the score to everyone's favorite shark movie, Jaws.
Yeah. The first time I heard the orchestra play it, I was so scared, I hid under the cello section. I made them open every cupboard in the studio to prove there was no sharks hiding in there.
Are you finding my spooking useful?
Absolutely. This Harry Potter music is gonna be amazing. Now, what else do I need?
Okay, you've got adventure. You've got fear. Now, you need some heart.
Great. I'll head to the butcher's.
No! Emotional heart. You need to make it grand and sweeping, like you did with Jurassic Park. And heroic and inspiring, like your Superman theme.
I've done a lot of movies, haven't I? Yeah, this is all great stuff. Ghost, are you okay?
I'm just sad because I can't remember what else music needs.
Sadness. Yeah, music needs to sometimes be sad and make you cry. Like a baby. That is a lot of snot.
It's not snot. I'm a ghost, remember? So it's ectoplasm. Like in Ghostbusters. Did you do the music for that?
No.
Oh. So there's at least one movie you haven't written the music for?
But I actually did some sad music for the movie Saving Private Ryan.
I love that film. It's my favorite film about a guy named Ryan being saved.
Hang on. What about this for Harry Potter?
Like it.
Yeah, I think I'm onto something, but I'm not quite there. We need a few more pieces of the puzzle.
Well, luckily for both of us, there's only one more element your film score needs. The last element you need to complete your score is to believe in yourself. Music comes from the heart, John. What does your heart tell you?
I paid $100 for that. Enough messing around. What's the last thing I need to finish my score?
The last element you need is a sense of fantasy. Like in your famous Star Wars music.
When I wrote that in 1977, I didn't know how famous it would become. But I knew that it gave me goosebumps, and that's what my new Harry Potter theme will do too. Hopefully. Check this out.
That sounds amazing. What are you going to call it?
Well, there's a character in the script called Hedwig. So maybe I could call it Mambo Number 5.
Right. Or you could call it Hedwig's Theme.
I like it. Okay, now I have my opening theme, but what instrument should I use to play it? I want my Harry Potter score to sound unique.
Why not the recorder?
No. Wait, what's that?
What? Oh, these. They're just my ghost bells that I'm jangling together. It's what I do when I'm bored.
Ooh. Have you ever heard of a celesta?
Can't say I have.
Well, luckily, I have one right over here.
That's awfully convenient. It looks like a piano.
Yeah, but it sounds like a glockenspiel. Recognize this? That's Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy from The Nutcracker. It's one of the most famous uses of a celesta.
Wow! I'm learning so much about classical music.
Anyway, let's try this. That's it!
It's perfect. Now, will I get paid every time that theme is used?
No.
Shame.
But thank you so much for your help.
You're very welcome, John Williams. But before I go, I have one more surprise for you.
Aha, it was me, David Williams. I was the ghost the whole time. What an incredible twist.
Should I know who David Williams is?
Oh, yeah, it's 2001. No one knew I was there. Well, wait a couple of years, then you'll realise, I'm kind of a big deal.
I doubt it. Hey, hang on. If you're not a ghost, how did you get in my house?
Gotta go!
Well, there we have it, folks. A little peek into the incredible work of John Williams, the American composer who's written more hit music than Simon Cowell. John Williams has had an incredible impact on the world of cinema. So let's end the show with some of his most show-stopping hits. Not that one, Bethany! I meant the proper version.
Sorry, I promise that really is the last mistake.
And by the way, if you've enjoyed all the music in this episode, you might like to know you can hear it all on an album called John Williams, A Life in Music. All the pieces were performed by the marvellous London Symphony Orchestra. And you can find out more and get your hands on a copy if you go to classicfm.com. And isn't that lovely? Cue the music.
If you enjoyed today's episode, leave a review and tell all your friends about it. Recordings of John Williams' music were used courtesy of Universal Music and Classic FM. Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy was used courtesy of Chandos. You can find out more about all the wonderful pieces you heard at classicfm.com. David Williams' marvellous musical podcast was written by Benedict Townsend, with further material by the Dawson Brothers. Additional characters were voiced by Ruth Bratt, Mike Wozniak, Nadia Carmel, Colin Holt, Carrie Ad Lloyd, and Guy Harris. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Next time, we'll find out how Ethel Smythe shattered expectations to become one of the first female composers and got thrown into prison as a result.